This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And welcome to the Wednesday talk show here on WSMI. I'm Terry Tote, and today's program brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. My in-studio guest is a good friend of ours, Nikki Bishop, and good to have you in studio, and you are a busy young lady.
Oh, definitely.
Not only are you part of a fundraiser, which is coming up, but you have some valuable information that you're going to share with us today. First off, let's talk about, very quickly, about Home Instead Senior Care.
Sure. We come into the home, mostly home. Sometimes we can come into assisted livings or nursing homes, but we come in and do non-medical services for seniors. So those activities of daily living, they need some help with housekeeping, laundry, meals, things like that. And then we also can help them with rehab coming home from the hospital and nursing home, make sure they get their showers and maybe a doctor's appointments, visits, things like that that they are having a little trouble with. We can help with that. And then, again, put a little relief on the family when they're maybe the working kids trying to get out and know they can't take care of mom and dad, that we're there to help.
I think one of the big points on your type of business is so many questions. People are afraid to ask questions because they might think, well, gosh, that's a dumb question. It's not a dumb question.
There's never a dumb question.
There's never a dumb question. And if you need some help, for God's sakes, get it.
Oh, definitely. And I think that's what we try to do. We do provide services for seniors and their families, but we also try to be a good resource. So that's what we're trying to do, is get out there and educate families as much as we can through Facebook, through website, through trainings that we do, just to then know that they're not alone with each situation, because there is no dumb question. Everybody's story is a little bit different, and sometimes they may, as we age, we may just be mellow and everything's fine. Then they may have a parent who's very irritable, and it's something they've never seen before. So how do I deal with that situation, picking those battles? That every day is different.
Nikki, is there a certain age group that starts asking these questions, or is it kind of covers the gamut? I mean, you can have parents who are very young still having some problems.
Sure. We have a training that we do, the 40-70 Club, and it's basically the 40-year-old kids, Kathys as we call them, and the 70-year-old parents opening up that conversation about what they're looking for in the future, what do they want, especially with things hitting us. We're living longer. These diseases are hitting us sooner and younger. Alzheimer's, we see that even hitting people a little bit sooner than later. So it's definitely, that's kind of the age range that we're seeing, but it can be any age. And of course, you've got your parents that are in their 90s and doing just fine, and then wham, something happens and their world changes. So we want to be there to answer those questions and provide some support.
And a lot of times it is a separate incident or a separate sickness one time that kind of throws things out of kilter.
Yes, and I know sometimes kids say, oh, we're just going to have to wait till something happens with dad. We've tried to take the keys. We don't know what we're going to do. But that's what I said. We're here to help that process. They may not want us in the home, or they may not want the suggestions that the kids are offering, but you have to keep trying. You have to, we always say, try something three times, three different ways, and just make sure that you're there and being the eyes and ears. And if they were in the right mind, they would really appreciate what you're doing, but they're going to make you pay if they are dealing with this disease, because they don't understand it. And you can't try to have some rational conversations with them. They just don't understand.
And this is such a good fit for you.
Yes.
it really is. This particular business is a great fit for you.
Thank you. I adore seniors. I always have. Of course, lost my grandma last year, and it's just something that's very passionate, that I'm very passionate about. And so just having this opportunity with Home Instead coming to town last year, more prominent in this area, was just great for me with my young family, and I'm just so happy to be out and spread the word.
One thing that kids have to realize is that you do have your own lives to live.
Yes.
And you've got your own kids to raise. So there's no shame in going and seeking some assistance.
Oh, definitely not. And the nice thing about it is there's all different types of help out there based on finances, sometimes not. And you have to be cautious of that, I know. But we have the respite grant through the Area Agency on Aging, and that is to relieve those caregivers, those kids, those husbands and wives that are taking care of their loved one, that they just need to get out, get to their doctor's appointments, just get a breath of fresh air and get away from the situation. So definitely I tell people, don't be embarrassed. Don't wait till it's too late. Come and get help. And again, if we're not the right fit, we'll refer you to a good assisted living or a good nursing home. But we want to make sure they're safe in the home. And if they are, then we'll try to provide the services and the support to the family.
Isn't that the toughest sell, though, to a family member saying, okay, it's okay to take a break?
Yes.
That's the toughest thing to get across to them.
It is. And once you, same with going in the home and offering some services, once you can break through that a little bit, and I tell them, let's just take baby steps, just see how it goes. You're used to doing everything for mom, but I can see your health is waving, and you need to get out and get some relief. And the same thing for the parents. Once they build that relationship up with the caregiver, they're just like their daughter or granddaughter, and they enjoy and look forward to them coming.
And as a caregiver, not only do you suffer the strain mentally, but that also leads to physical problems as well.
Oh, it does. And we see a lot of that in the home, where even we come in and they lift mom and dad every day to do something. And then we come in and, again, a lot of agencies have a 25-pound weight limit. So you have to offer other suggestions and say, you're eventually going to wear down too. We have policies and procedures for our caregivers. But when I see a wife lifting a husband, and I know eventually we're going to find both of them on the floor, it's hard to make those suggestions, but you have to for their safety. And I think deep down they know, and the kids know, and they say, my back's killing me. So physically and mentally, it's something, it's a strain on everybody.
And at times, they're ready to hear it.
Oh, they are. They are. And I think it's something where you have to figure out where the family's at, especially if they don't have support around them. You have to try to find things that will help them, that's their personal need, if they've got grandkids, if they've got trips coming up, things that they want to do. And yes, maybe they've always wanted to take care of mom and dad, but they didn't see this coming. They didn't see this disease. They didn't see them fall and breaking their hip. And so you have to come in and be that support to them and let them know that it is okay. You're not alone. And the more statistics and more information you can give them, they realize, oh my gosh, I'm not the only one dealing with this.
You're talking about statistics and the age of information. What a great era we live in. And we're just scratching the surface right now.
We are. And it's very hard to pinpoint, as we talked about, particularly dementia and Alzheimer's, because there's so many people, as we talked about, living longer, but a lot of cases went undiagnosed years ago and still are, to where you just think, oh, they're a little forgetful, or why are they irritable today? They were nice the day before. And so the much information as we can get and much research as we can get, and talking about fundraisers and things that we're doing, we try to support the Alzheimer's Association, because that is near and dear to our hearts and what affects our clients as well.
But just being forgetful once in a while is normal.
It's definitely normal. I'm 41. I'm forgetful all the time. I think that thing is, what they look at is, again, if you lay your keys down and you forget where you put them, if you're able to retrace your steps and find them, then again, you probably don't have dementia. You're just busy. But if you go and they've misplaced the keys, and this is the third wallet they've had, and they just have no idea, and then you find them hoarded somewhere, then you see these signs. You see in the irritability where they don't have a rational thought. When you do, mom, we're going to get Meals on Wheels. Well, I don't need Meals on Wheels. What am I doing wrong? I'm cooking fine for your father. And yet they gobble them up when they get them. You know that they need those things, and you just have to push through, as painful as it may be. Try not to take it personal, but every case is going to be different.
Try not to take it personal. It's such an easy thing to say, but
it is. It is
a darn near impossible thing to do at times, because you do take it personal. This is, you know, these are your folks.
It's very hard. I know, even with my grandma, they'd go in there and I'd be thinking I was doing the best thing for her, and then she'd say something and I'd be going, oh my gosh, I can't believe she doesn't realize what we're doing for her. But you have to, that's what the support is there for. So you're going to take it personal, but try to pick those battles that are really important to you. And then again, reach out to us, reach out to your support, your friends. And we have a great website, caregiversstress.com. Go there, find information, and just know you're not alone. It's very hard not to take it personal, but at least try that every time you go in the situation and go, okay, I'm going to deal with it this way, because the next day it's going to be different.
And you're a great resource center, Home Instead.
Yes.
I mean, you've got information about anything and everything.
We do. We do. We deal with Parkinson's a lot, too, diabetes, hospice. So there's a lot of information that we have. Again, even if we're not providing the service, we're there to provide that resource. So we want people to know that we're locally here in Montgomery, Macoupin County, and heading to the west as well. But we want to make sure they know that we're here for resources, even just to call and talk about a situation. And if they don't have the funding for it, then there's a community care program. There's other things out that they can do. But we just want to be that resource for them, because things are changing every day.
And this is America. We can find ways to deal with things. And I mean, there are people out there that can help. So,
oh, definitely. And I think it's important for them to know that with our local communities, everybody wants to help. I'm always seeing people help with fundraisers, helping with an organization that's needing a little bit more support or getting off the ground. And so I feel like we are a good community that wants to help each other. So again, it's a free service. The things that we do, they're free trainings. It's free information. It's just there to help better the lives of aging adults and their families.
And of course, something that's near and dear to your heart, Alzheimer's disease and the battle against that and the research that's associated with that. And you've got an event coming up.
We do. Everybody loves
it. It's a delicious event.
The flyers are making everybody hungry. We have a pancake and sausage breakfast fundraiser that we're going to be having on August 23rd. It's this Sunday and from 8 to noon. So come on out before or after church. And tickets are going to be $7 for adults, $4 for kids 10 and under, and 3 and under are free. It's going to be at the Litchfield Moose. And so we're happy to support the Moose is supporting us and letting us have that event there. And we're just trying to raise awareness for the event. We are going to be participating in that in September 19th up in Springfield. And so we usually get a team together and enjoy just walking. And it's up there at the beautiful park in Springfield. And just nice to be able to participate and know, again, you see everybody there from someone who's lost somebody to Alzheimer's disease to somebody who's dealing with it. And then young kids who are trying to learn more about it to be able to handle it with their families.
Walk to End Alzheimer's is the name of the organization that the proceeds are going to. And you say you got involved because of Grandma.
Well, I think it's important that you look at your family's history and again, maybe you weren't affected by Alzheimer's, but you know somebody that it is. And so it's just important to be there for people that are dealing with this. And it's not easy, no matter if you're the child that lives 100 miles away and you can just come and go, or you're the one taking care of them every day. It's still hard on everybody. And so, again, we try to have sibling support for people to say, hey, we're all in this together. What can you do? If you can financially help with this situation, but you physically can't be here, what can we do together? So it's definitely something near and dear to my heart, and just to know that we're there to help people.
What sort of research information do you get, Nikki, from time to time about Alzheimer's? I mean, the research is continuing. It's ongoing. There are a lot of different things going on in the research end of things. Do you get any feedback from this particular organization or your other resources that you have?
We definitely know the numbers are rising, and they're trying to – there's different medications out there that you can try. It doesn't work for everybody. So I think the nice thing about there are – when it gets to be beyond staying at home and maybe there's not family, there are a lot of businesses out there that are trying to make sure that they have the right clients, the right caregivers to deal with the situation. So there might be memory units that they can help. So I think people are advancing their skill set too on that. And if whatever's in the home, they know that they're having to deal with that situation. And also if they have to go to some sort of memory unit, that they have those hands-on things for them to do because their mind is still keeping busy. They just can't maybe communicate with you of, again, what they're thinking. So you've got to keep them active and keep them going through their activities of daily living.
And part of your resources is dealing with businesses with customers who might be having some problems.
Well, and another thing that we're coming out with, and you mentioned the businesses, yeah, definitely is Alzheimer's-friendly businesses. And that's something that we know we go into a business and you see an older gentleman or an older lady that's maybe trying to get money out of their purse. They don't know what they're doing. And if you have people that are uneducated with that disease at the counter, they get frustrated. If you have a business that knows that these are things that they're going to deal with every day, they're a little bit more patient with people. They are a little bit more understanding. And so Home Instead has come up with a program, Alzheimer's Friendly Business. It's exclusive to Home Instead, that we will go out to the businesses, do a 30-minute training with either a supervisor or with their whole staff, and let them know a little bit of scenarios that they are going to be dealing with and how to handle that. So when somebody walks in, the family members know that they have a decal on the door that, oh, they know how to handle my mom and I don't have to be embarrassed to go in and take her out to dinner or if I'm going into the grocery store or if I'm going into the drugstore. So it's something that we want to offer to businesses. It's free and we just definitely feel that it's important to know how to treat these people because everybody's got something in their lives that's difficult, whether you've got a child that's got special needs or you've got your parents that you're dealing with. You have to make sure that you know how to handle those situations, and every day is going to be a little different.
And it starts with conversing. And yes. having a conversation with the customer, with the person, and getting to know them a little bit. And that not only puts the customer at ease, but puts you at ease.
I think that's important because you may see somebody for the first time, or you may see a customer that's come in several times throughout the week, and then one day he or she is different, and so you're trying to figure out what's going on. But if you have that education behind you, it's important to be able to deal with that and just kind of redirect them. Maybe you know the family. You can call the family and say, Dad's wanting to withdraw money at the bank here, and we know that it's not there, but we don't want to embarrass him. Or, again, at the restaurant, and Mom, you know Mom's diabetic and you know she can't order this, so maybe talk to the waiter ahead of time and just say, here, let's say these five options to Mom, because she gets frustrated reading the menu anyway. There's too much information, and then there's not a battle, and then they're understanding to say, well, here's some options. So you just don't feel like you're alone. You can still go out and have some daily functions with your family that you like to do, but you know that you will be respected and people will be patient with you.
It's all about living life.
Definitely, yes. I think so.
Is.
Yes, yes. And everyday life's a little different. So
yes.
You've got to know how to deal with it. And some days we do better than others.
That's just the nature of life itself. We have to kind of roll with the punches, and that is in every aspect of life, whether it's a job or relationships, whatever. You just have to kind of roll with the punches. So, Nikki, back to Home Instead Senior Care very quickly. If people have some questions, some information, you're located at the depot.
We are in Litchfield, yes, 500 West Union. And if you want to give us a call anytime, it's 217-324-2299. And I am out and about a lot, but you can always reach us at the office there. There's always somebody on call. And we're there to answer questions, or if you need us to come out to the home and just visit a little bit, we'll be happy to bring you some information.
Plus, you also speak probably to civic groups and organizations?
We do. We have a couple things coming up this next month. We're going to be doing a senior fraud, and we also do the Alzheimer's training. So we'll be happy to come to any organizations and talk about our programs and just let people know a little bit more about them, be there for a resource for them, and then maybe they need some services later on down the road.
And talk to us a little bit about the company itself. They've been in business for a long time.
They have. They've been in business since 21 years now. So Omaha, Nebraska is where they're based, and we're actually an international company, so it's very nice to have the specialty that we do. We do non-medical. A lot of people say, oh, you do home health. No, it's non-medical. So we try to be an expert in one type of field, and it's important to know that as it says to us, it's personal. Everybody's situation is different, so that's what I like about Home Instead, is you can go in. I go and do a lot of the client services around this area, make sure that we find out what they need, and so we make sure that every person has their needs met, and then again, if there's situations that family can't deal with, we're there to kind of be the mediator.
And you are a very good mediator.
Oh, thanks. I tried to be. I got three boys.
Well, I tell you what, you know, there's very few things that we've talked about in the past that you're not up to, up to speed on, Nikki. And if there's something that certainly you don't know, you know the people to ask. That's the great thing about it. You've got resources.
You've got, I always say this, just say no, but I'll find out for you.
There you go.
Because you've always got somebody that you can go to.
Yeah. Nikki Bishop, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Terry.
Again, the Pancake and Sausage Breakfast fundraiser is coming up this Sunday at the Moose in Litchfield from 8 to noon. $7?
$7. Wow. Great breakfast.
Can't even beat it with a big stick, I tell you.
We're looking forward to it. Everybody,
right.
Come on out.
My guest, Nikki Bishop from Home Instead Senior Care in Litchfield. That's it for the Wednesday Talk Show for WSMI. I'm Terry Tote.